Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's dress up day today, of course, around Hagley Oval, a new thing that Cricket New Zealand have brought into place. Now, Brat wasn't part of the conversation today, probably for the best. He got a little bit too much airtime last week. But I did see a guy out on the hill before, Smithy. I'm not sure if he was in dress up or not, but he was wearing a Jeremy Coney shirt and one of those beige numbers that you got around in the...
That's not a dress up. That man sleeps in there. He is a genuine Jeremy Coney fan.
You don't find many of those
around.
No,
you do. You're like wide mouth frogs.
Cummins up away from us. Bowls to Williamson. Plays with both feet in the air to cover. Out for one. He moves to 23. One for 38.
The other great 56 behind. Thing about this, Colo, is that you get visitors into the commentary box from time to time. Now, a gentleman, just very dapper-looking cantab here, has just come into the back. A fellow by the name of Brian Andrews.
And then a fellow who bowled in swingers.
And Brian Andrews went to Australia and New Zealand sides when Australia really didn't want to play us at Test cricket. He went and played at the Gillette Cup.
Yes, he did. Yes.
So there you go. There's history in the back of the commentary box here.
He also went on the 73 tour. Wickets in the second test. I got his first test wicket. I think.
Caught Coney, bowled Andrews.
Yes.
Gee, that jagger was unlucky.
You couldn't get worse than that.
Cummins round the wicket, Latham's turn, plays it to point as well. Two singles in the over,
Paul
breaking up the field. 11
Sheehan.
For him. Paul Sheehan, Shagger.
Beg your pardon?
Sorry?
His nickname.
You can't say that on air.
Yes, you can. It's a nickname. It's
okay.
Fine. No problem at all.
And then how many balls later? Three balls later, he tells me. Caught Coney, bowled Sheehan, bowled...
Andrews. Yes.
Who?
Who was out?
Yeah, the number three.
Ian Chappell?
No.
Stackpole, no.
No, but who was after Ian Chappell?
Greg
Chappell.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Two good ones to start.
That's a scalp.
Yeah.
Let's go through what else. We can do that now.
Yeah, at the Sydney test.
Was that your first
second
one?
Test.
Were you on debut there, Jeremy?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Facing what? Tomo played that game, didn't he?
No.
No? Which other quicks were there? Cummins bowls over the wicket and driving through the offsides Williamson, but wide of mid-off, he won't get
but
one.
I've got a feeling he took a catch. You take a catch as well.
That Ian was Davis, the wizard.
Ian Davis.
The wizard.
Was the young man of Australian cricket. It was kind of straight up, really. And I think he went to play a hook shot and Andy found himself under it and suddenly lost his footing. And he actually almost made a meal of it. So he took it on his back in the end.
I like this. Both dismissals in Test cricket were caught Coney.
Yeah.
Bowling again is Cummins, and it's a little inside edge onto the pad of Williamson. No run. So, yes, a best of two for 40, which, of course, therefore must have been in that innings at Sydney. And that was all she wrote at Test level.
And then you got a catch, too, of Davis. Have you got that there?
I can find it.
Yeah.
I can find
surely
it.
He actually skidded under the ground. There was a big marks out the back. He was going grass marks down his back. Ridiculous. Took it on his stomach.
I believe how young he still looks.
He does look young.
What were you drinking in the water back in those days?
Nice.
Well, perhaps you weren't drinking any water.
Cummins the finish. And inside edge again onto Williamson's pad. That spills out into the offside. End of the over. One for 39. They trail by 55. Latham's 11. Williamson 23 on the Macca's scoreboard. Cricket, I'm loving it. Our delivery of the day, more cricket, less cooking, brought to you by McDelivery. Well, take your pick. Matt Henry, 7 for 67, the second best figures ever for New Zealand against Australia. the best of course Hadley's 9 for 52, which these two gentlemen to my left were playing that day.
Jeremy I wasn't.
Coney, Ian Smith.
I used to was. 9 for 52.
Brisbane 80.
Brisbane. I was playing.
I hope you're playing. Jerry was captain. Green is in the attack. First ball is a short ball. It's always a short ball.
You wouldn't know if you looked at the scorecard.
What?
DMB,
nine,
DMB?
9 for 52.
Yeah.
9 for 52. Didn't register. Got one catch and two innings.
Oh,
off
really?
Chats. Good old Chats. Was fine, wasn't it?
So let's go back to that test you're referring to before. January 74.
Yes.
JVC's debut.
Ron Andrews also made 17. Caught Marsh Bowl Gilmore, 17.
Oh, okay.
Valuable runs.
Yep.
So we've got Jeremy down at number 6 in his first test match. Green bowling here. And Latham leaving on length. Got 45. He batted for over 2 hours. Hence the Australian
second. I think John Parker might have got runs in that first innings as well.
He got 100.
Yeah.
Daggy boy got 100.
Yeah, he did. Played well. Played well.
She and Shagger.
Yes.
You can call John Parker.
Dagger. Yes,
Dagger.
Yeah.
So 312 for New Zealand with Doug Walters taking 4 for 39 to Golden Arm.
Yeah, that was where Snippet.
Shrimpo.
Mike Shrimpton, his name was, and he was batting number 3, was he, or something like, or 4?
Yes, got bowled for a duck by Walters.
Yeah.
He's green, in again, to Latham, leaving.
He was determined that Walters was an in-swinger. Poor old Snippet. He was Snippet because every night he had to order all the papers in, for, you know, all the press, into his room, and then he would cut out. And that's why he was called Snippet, because he was using the scissors. And he had cut out every little article that was about our tour, and he had pasted into a scrapbook, and that became the record of the tour that he took back to New Zealand.
Wow.
You know, that was for the New Zealand Cricket Council.
Let's get hold of that.
That's why he was Snippet.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Green bowls leaving again.
There's also a myth about that tour, that this could be confirmed or denied right here and now, that said J.V. Coney was called in as a replacement. And, of course, when he got there, he didn't have the team number ones like everyone else.
Of course I didn't.
In fact, he was quite ragged in appearance. Student from Wellington. A ragged fellow. So the manager at the time gave him some money to go and get some proper clothing to at least look respectable amongst the group. What did he come back with, Colo? A guitar.
Wasn't a bad one either.
Green bowls, Latham plays off his thigh.
A guitar, Colo!
No,
team funds to go and get some decent clothes. Yeah.
I had a strange-shaped foot.
Outrageous.
Where is the guitar now?
At home.
You've still got it?
Oh, yeah.
73, you've still got 51 years ago.
Is that the guitar you use in your cover band?
No.
Different one.
No, okay. Different one now. But it was, Bob Vance was the manager on that tour. And he did say to me, you know, your boots are not good. And I said, but they're my brothers.
Green to finish the over. It's into the onside. They'll get a run. We're definitely coming back to this. Latham keeps the strike. He's 12. They trail by 54. It's 1 for 40. New Zealand on the Macca's scoreboard. Cricket, I'm loving it. Catch in New Zealand second innings. That was Alex Carey for Macca's. Macca's' catch of the summer. Cricket, I'm loving it. We've got Jeremy and Smithy talking about a test match. It was over 50 years ago now, but it's that kind of week and it's drifting and we're allowed to do these types of things on the radio. So New Zealand 3-1-2. Australia all out 162 in reply. Cummins bowls round the wicket, leaving alone is Latham, as he's done very well so far today. Top scoring, Chappelli with 45. And with the ball, predictably, paddles 4 for 33, leading the attack for New Zealand. And his brother Dale took 3.
But that's quite early paddles.
Yep.
That was the first Hair kind away. Of iteration. Yes, exactly, of him. And much longer run-up, different kind of wind-up and so on as well. I mean, just trying to be an out-and-out express fast bowler. Not quite the accuracy that he got and gained later.
You took a catch off Dale Hadley, and they took plenty off Richard later, but three catches all up. I assume they were in the cordon?
Yeah, they were.
Round the wicket, Cummins bowls, Latham leaves on length again, stuff.
We digress away from the guitar.
Oh, sorry, we did the guitar.
Yeah, well, no, Bob came and said, look, you can't look like that. You're not playing for Onslow now.
Mm-hmm.
It was my club side back in Wellington, and these were special Garfield Sobers boots. Okay, they were there was minor cracking on them, so there were holes, which were handy actually in the heat, but never mind. That aside, they were nice and white, and I was told to go and get some boots. There was also the issue about a cricket bat, because I had got my favourite cricket bat came out of the Onslow kit. And so it naturally...
Cummins to Latham, leaving.
It had Onslow on the back, written in indelible red ink.
Onslow CC.
And number 10. So it was the 10th bat that they had purchased that year for the club. And it happened to be my favourite. Well, I wasn't going to pass that opportunity up. I had to ask the club and had to go through the meeting and be accepted that I could use that for New Zealand.
Close vote, apparently.
Close.
But like a Rory Park, a real went down to the wire. Special vote.
Yes, another vote. That's another issue altogether. He's talking about
not the only vote you're involved in.
No, that's right.
You're Cummins, Bowles and leaving again is late and doing it well today.
But anyway, so I had and it was mildly embarrassing, I would have to say, when I was batting in my first game against Queensland, when all you could hear was laughing behind the stumps, because I had Onslow 10 on the back of my bat, and the Queenslanders were giggling away at once they'd sort of sighted it. Anyway, so I headed into town with Dale Hadley, and I was a young kid, young boy, and just getting out of my shorts, you know, and school uniform.
Cummins delivers and Latham down the leg side doesn't catch up with it.
And so, and I just wanted to be accepted in the team, and it was quite a hierarchical team. And so I thought, here we go, here's the chance. You know, I'll go in with Dale, he'll show me what sort of boots I need and that sort of thing. And so we went to the only sports shop we could find on this one sort of road of shops and so on, and nothing would actually fit me. There's no point in cramming my feet into just size fives and those sort of things. So the next shop along happened to be a music shop.
Permission structure. Cummins to finish. We're going to return to this after the break. It's a maiden, 1 for 40. They trail by 54, Latham's 12. Williamson 23 in the Macca scoreboard cricket. I'm loving it. Story time with Jeremy Coney on our Bunnings Trade replay screen. We can see that New Zealand are 54 runs behind. Jerry, keep going.
Yeah, there's no more than that, because Dale also, the good thing about Dale particularly was that he played the guitar as well, and, you know, and the ukulele and a few other. He's still in the band. He still plays.
Green second over starts from the Botanic Gardens end, and Williamson leaving on his
own. So we were playing and testing out various guitar. What do you think of this one, Dale? And does that feel right to you? How's the action? You know, that's the distance between the fretboard and the string. You don't have to push it too far. And so we were talking away. We thought, how much is this one? And these, it's only $50. And it was the exact amount that Bob Vance had given me. It just seemed made for it. And so I bought it.
Green bowls and driving is Williamson. First time they've used their bat in the wild, straight to mid off, no run.
Bob never forgave me. Never forgave me. I was not a favourite of Bob from then on. And he became in charge of the council too, if you remember. It's the Bob Vance stand, Vance stand.
Did Bob take your team to England in 86 as
well?
Yeah,
he was not well at that time.
And he had to go back home,
but Jeremy was captain of that.
Mm.
Yeah. So did he pay you your full allowance?
No.
He didn't trust you, did he?
No.
No, he did not pay you your full allowance.
No.
What did you wear in the absence of the ones you were meant to buy?
I wore my own boots.
Wore your own boots, okay. Yeah. Green here, leaving alone Williamson, watching the ball into the gloves of Carey.
But a guy from Grey Nichols came and saw me and
Swan
said...
Swan Richards?
Yeah, Swan.
Ah, yes.
Great Swan man. Came and, yeah. Come and have some leg ham sandwiches, Jeremy. And I'll show you some bats. And so, and it was nicely set up by a guy called Brian Hastings as well, who used the same brand. And so I got rid of the Onslow 10 bat. Mm-hmm. I found it as kindling, actually. Someone else got it. And it was out on Vulture Street. Little sale.
Vulture Street.
My segue to Hastings here. Green bowls and leaving is Williamson. So Hastings made 83 in the second dig.
Yeah, he did.
After a ton from Morrison.
Yes.
Which meant that you were way ahead in the test match. 9 for 305 declared. You chipped in with 11 down the list. And you set Australia 456, but owing to the fact that there was no play available on day 3 or day 5 due to rain,
correct,
you missed the chance to win the test. They were 2 for 30, and that was that.
Mm.
That should have been New Zealand's first win over Australia.
That's the thing, though. People don't realise that we were slowly getting closer. And only they were isolated games, but we were getting closer. We had 5 draws against the West Indies.
Green bowls. Williamson drives and finds the gap. through the covers as he did a couple of overs ago. Didn't hit that with much force, more timed for two out towards the Canterbury Historians and Scorers Association. Hunt 1 for 42, the score. Williamson 25, trailed by 52.
So they lost 5. Congo was hopeless. Bevan Congdon, our captain, was hopeless at winning the toss. So he 5 lost tosses in the West Indies in those days, and they had 5 draws. Then they went to England. New Zealand nearly chased down 470 in the first test. They got 440.
Green, Williamson, 2 slips of gully, bouncer left.
And then in the second test, they were 300.
My apologies, Jeremy. It's the final ball of the over. We'll get one more over in before tea. On the Macca scoreboard, cricket, I'm loving it. 1 for 42. Cam Williamson, the leading run scorer for New Zealand, is on 25. That's for Magnus Benro. Get the leading brands like Fisher & Paykel. Cummins last over before tea. Bowls to Latham here. Plays with soft hands out to point, no run. There have been no league before shouts in the inning so far. There'll be, how's that? Get amongst it with Tinny's Craft Beer. Available at Liquorland, choose to drink wise. Jeremy, so the test match in London, they nearly won.
Yeah, well, they were, I think England batted first, and then New Zealand had a lead, I think, of 300. And, I mean, I know Congo must have got 170-something.
Yep, 175.
Yeah, well, he had a weakness in the 170s because he got 170 in the test before as well. not a bad weakness to have. I think also Burgess might have got 100.
I'll go through it. So New Zealand, England at 253.
Yeah.
Is in 1973 at Lords. Cummins bowls, Latham leaves, and best of the bowl. Well, 3 men took 3. Richard Collins, Dale Hadley, and Hedley Howarth.
Yes.
And then New Zealand responded with 551 for 9 declared. Mm. So, yeah, the captain, Congdon, 175. Mark Burgess, 105. Vic Pollard, 105, not out.
Yeah.
And
501.
551.
551, wow.
And then couldn't get the England side out.
England were 463 for 9 when stumps were drawn. And Keith Fletcher made 100, Boycott 92. And, yes, wickets for Howarth again, but a lot
of openings. There were signs that New Zealand were coming right.
Cummins, cloud cover back here at Hagley. Bowls to Latham, using bat, which has been rare in the last half an hour. One to cover, he's 13, 1 for 43.
I was just going to say, you mentioned the scorecard where Hastings and Morrison did well. And we should say neither of those two gentlemen are that well at the moment.
Mm, they're
so
not.
And they might well be listening to us. So if they are...
So hello to them.
Haysto and Mystery.
Yeah.
If you are listening to us, we're thinking of you and reminiscing about you and wishing you all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Special era in New Zealand cricket from mid-70s and what you went on to achieve in the 80s, it all starts there.
It does.
Success started there.
Yep.
Participation and endeavour started a good deal earlier than that.
Oh, yes.
But success started to come at that time, yes.
It took us 45 years to get our first victory.
Consider what was achieved in the mid-80s. I think that's lost in the Australia piece in all of this. We get fixated on the mental edge. Between... the mid-80s and 1993, New Zealand had the edge over Australia, more often than not. Here's Cummins bowling to Williamson. Defends, out towards cover. No quick single there. Latham sent back bomber by the former captain. Cummins was peering after it. He would have taken a ping at the stumps.
100% certain about Kane's running at the moment. Because I'm giving me the jitters and I'm not even out.
Yeah.